From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. More violence and more kidnappings in Iraq today as the country attempts to start its electoral process. Gunmen stormed the offices of a Saudi company in Baghdad, taking 6 hostages, including 1 American. In another incident, the deputy mayor of Baghdad was assassinated in a drive-by shooting. West of the capital, Marines fought Sunni insurgents as American forces prepare for a major offensive in the town of Fallujah.
Amid the violence, voter registration opened in Iraq today, 3 months ahead of planned elections for a provisional parliament. There is a lot of work to do before an election takes place. There are no regulations on the books, and most Iraqis know very little about the vote. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Baghdad.
28-year-old Murtata Karim Abdul Hussein works as a driver. He's married and has no children. He's part of a large demographic in Iraq that crosses age, profession, and social status. People who've heard there will be elections, but don't know when, for what exactly, or who's running them.
We know nothing about the election process. No Iraqi has any idea about it.
This despite what the top United Nations official working on elections here calls a widespread and aggressive public information campaign. It is supposed to get more intensive soon. Voter registration forms are now being handed out with food rations that go to most families. One young man, Ali Abhadili, is promoting elections through meetings in mosques. Abhadili is a rare Iraqi. He knows the assembly to be elected will write a new constitution. He says these are the most important elections in the history of Iraq.
Not just in the history of Iraq, and the future of Iraq. In the future of Iraq, yes.
The violence in Iraq makes that future murky. The end of January deadline for elections can only happen if everything goes right, says Jarrett Blank of the International Foundation for Election Systems, which is providing technical assistance in Iraq.
There's really no flexibility in the deadline at all. In order to make the January 31st deadline, a lot of things have got to go right. Because if we start to slip at all, whether it's in terms of voter registration or the certification of political entities, the kind of complicated jigsaw puzzle that actually leads us to the end just falls apart.
The goal is not just holding elections, but persuading Iraqis to accept the results. Organizers say their biggest worry at the moment is a threatened boycott by some of Iraq's Sunni Muslims. Mohammed Bashar al-Faidi of the Muslim Clerics Association says his group cannot support elections while Iraq is occupied.
We believe whether we participate or not, we will not change the results. These are names that have been pre-selected to win. If we participate, we will grant these names legitimacy. If we don't participate, we will not recognize it as an elected government that can run this country.
U.S. and Iraqi officials are trying to convince Sunnis resisting participation that their best shot at power is through politics. Some supporters of the insurgency are debating that idea. The pressure of a potential Sunni boycott is countered by the intense desire of Shiite Muslims to get on with a vote. Shiite spiritual leader Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani has called for participation from his home in the Shiite holy city of Najaf. Cleric Muhammad Musawi al-Khademi is viewed as a moderate Shiite by Americans working on the political process here. He says the ground is not well prepared for elections, but not holding them on time would be a very serious mistake.
That is what the terrorists want exactly. Because if the elections are not held, the Iraqi government, the government of the United States, and the United Nations will lose credibility. And probably the religious leaders in Najaf will be very embarrassed. If only 75% of the population participate, that will be much better than postponing the elections.
Iraqi and UN officials deny there are any contingency plans in the works, just in case a nationwide vote begins to look impossible. So does Ron Newman, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad.
The minute you have a backup plan and you talk about a backup plan, you've just moved to your backup plan. You just lost your first game. And we're not planning on losing it.
The U.S.'s determined support of on-time Iraqi elections carries some risk. Iraqis from college professors to street vendors voice suspicions that because the process was set up under occupation, the winners will be chosen by the Americans, or at least have to be friendly to the United States. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.